I've always wanted to do real estate full time. It's been a goal of mine for 4 years to go about doing it. I was working in the corporate world prior to, prior to last year, I decided to leave the corporate world. I was a software consultant. Six-figure income, just so I could spend more time in real estate. I spent a lot of money on different types of things in the real estate industry. I've been to appraiser school. I bought and sold rental investment properties, and I've held on to rental properties. Just used the traditional method, and it didn't work very well for me, especially after a couple, 2 or 3 years that those properties, leveraged as they were, just didn't become real good investments for me, especially when the rents weren't being paid by the tenant. So, and the expense of repairs and that type of thing will keep it caught up with me.
Correct.
Most definitely. The other reason is my, I have a real big desire and motivation to do this. I want to work from home, and I just feel like that's going to be where I want to be for the next 10, 15 years. You know, I don't believe in the corporate world anymore. I've just done different things to take that step. I've succeeded at some. I've failed at others. So.
Well, you can't succeed in, at a few things unless you fail at a lot of things. So you're on the right track. What are your goals for this program, your overall goals for the program?
My overall goals for the program are to learn the best methods and to build a sustainable business model, which will bring me at least $5,000 a month.
Okay.
And initially, that's that'll be my first milestone. And then from there, what will it take to double and triple that income?
Right. How soon do you think you can get to your goal?
Well, to be $5,000 a month, I would say in the first 90 days to 120 days,
good.
That ought to be attainable.
Good, realistic, and very realistic. I think you can do that, too. Good. Good goals, and very doable, very sustainable. You might find when you get into it, you can do even more. It's just a matter of how much you want to do and how far you want to go. And you want to, what I suggest you do is take these goals and you write them down. And you say, this is where I want to be in 120 days. I want to make 5,000 bucks a month. And this is where I want to be in a year. And this is where I want to be in 5 years. And then look at those and always make sure that your goals are not too small. And always make sure that you don't, as soon as you achieve your goals, make them bigger.
Right.
And make them bigger as fast as you can because you got to achieve them first. And, I think you're starting out with some good knowledge already, and that's excellent. You've already got some experience, so that's going to be on your side, so you should be able to get this thing up and running more quickly.
Last Monday, I closed my first lease option. Yes.
So how much money did you make?
I made $2,500 lease option money, non-refundable, and I got first month's rent. And there's $200 a month positive cash flow on that property, and
how much will you make when they pay for it?
When they pay for it, I'll make $3,000 just on the back end. It's a lease option purchase under the of the three options that I had under your program. I chose that lease option purchase.
So you bought it on a lease option?
Yes, correct.
And then sold it on a lease option?
Correct.
Okay.
Now, and there's actually the purchase agreement is for 12 months. We're on it, and it took me 2 weeks to find these buyers, and of the 2 weeks, I had 12 telephone calls.